Welcome to Energetic Perspectives, a sacred space where I share an energetic approach to very human experiences. I'm Erin Panzarella, and I've been fine-tuning my spiritual gifts after finally being open to shift out of feelings of darkness that once felt too heavy to step out of. This podcast is an opportunity for you to settle into transmissions from the Akashic Records and receive tangible tools that help you get into receiving mode of the abundant and joyful life I know we are all capable of tuning into. If you are ready to further step into your light while opening up to new ways of being, you are exactly where you are meant to be right now. Before we dive in, I invite you to ground into the space with me by taking 3 deep breaths to center and clear some energy. Close down the eyes. Take a deep breath in through the nose and let it out the mouth. Deep breath in and let it all go. One more deep breath in through the nose and let it all out. I am so grateful that you are here with me in this moment. Let's get into the episode. Hello, my dears. I don't even know the last time I released 2 podcasts back-to-back weeks, but here we are. And I'm really excited to dive into this week's episode because this is such a big one. I'm going to share my own experience that has been coming forward in the last day. With a very powerful detoxing dream that I had, and the lessons that I am really feeling even deeper than ever before. And I feel that there's a lot of power in what's going to be explored here. So let's just get into it. This past day has been the new moon in Taurus. And I have my Taurus in Mercury. I'm a Gemini. There's a lot of elements of this new moon that are hitting my first house of action, self. And there's just so many elements of this moon that have really caused beautiful things and also big things that have felt weird and uncomfortable. And I can just see that there's so much unfolding from the energy of this new moon. And I'd like to say that I am tapping into the energy from things that have been doing in my day-to-day life, regardless of astrology. There's been so many elements of connecting back into prioritizing myself and really allowing myself to be in the experience of being a human and moving through it without judgment, and just so many things that I have been really leaning into when it comes to self-acceptance and my healing journey. So what came forward last night is not a surprise to me, but it was really powerful, and I wanted to share just glimpses of what came forward in my dream and share, you know, why it's so telling to how much healing we do when we're not even trying to heal specific things all the time. I had spoken about last week how the healing journey is so much more impactful when we allow it to be step by step, when we let it be slow. And I also wanted to speak to how this is going to expand on that and how very big moments come from that. So this is not to say that all healing has to be slow, but there's so much beauty in that process. And when we actually lean into the micro moments, we actually get to experience very big healing in an instant, very big healing that has such an impact that we weren't even focusing on. And that's what's been happening for me and what happened for me last night and what's going on today. So I won't go into the specific details because a lot of it is private. However, yesterday I had some moments in my day that were triggering something within my inner child, within my relationships, and just elements of my day yesterday that felt really, really intense. And I had a lot of emotions coming up to the surface. A lot of anger actually was coming up to the surface. And I've spoken about it on the podcast before, but it's been a while. And I wanted to share that there's so many emotions that I used to not let myself tap into, like anger. I used to say, I don't even know what anger feels like. And now I definitely know what anger feels like. And it's so interesting because I think that there's so many elements of the healing journey where you think you're going to be less angry, or you think that it's going to be less of emotions, but that has not been the case with me. I actually feel way more emotions as I allow myself to show up in my healing, but emotions that are present and allow the opportunity to move through me rather than get stuck in my body. So there's a really big emphasis on the emotions are always there, but are we letting ourselves actually feel them in a way that's serving us? Are we letting ourselves express them? So I wasn't doing that prior, from things I've learned and feelings that I had, that it wasn't okay to express my emotions. And now I'm pretty comfortable with expressing my emotions. There are moments where it is uncomfortable, and I'm still on the journey. But yesterday, I just noticed that there was a lot of anger coming up with me, and I wanted to express it to safe people in my life, because, I wasn't going to express it at the specific people causing the anger. I just didn't feel like that was warranted, because the anger was happening within me and not because they did anything to me directly. So I think that that's also something really interesting to explore. But there was something within me that was feeling really activated by the interactions I was having. So I just, I sat with it and I let myself feel it. And I then expressed it with people who were safe. And last night, I entered into this portal in my dream worlds where I guess this is a warning. I get a little gross in the context of the dream because I, even talking about it, I'm like, this is gross. So if you get grossed out by worms or worms with the body, maybe you don't want to listen to the specific details. But essentially what was happening was I was with a healer or shaman. I didn't know who they were, and they were guiding me. And as they were guiding me, I was seeing worms come out of my arms, and I started to pull the worms out, and it was gross. And like, as it was happening, I was like, what is going on? What is purging out of me? And the person who was with me was like, keep going. You're purging, you're detoxing, keep going. So I kept pulling these worms that were coming up on my body. And then all of a sudden, I felt one come out of my mouth, and I started to pull, and then all of this worms and energy was just pulling out of my mouth. And it was so big that it was like even bigger than my mouth, and my mouth was like opening so wide, and I was getting all this energy out, and it was really, really profound. And I woke up abruptly after the experience ended, and I looked to next to me, and my husband wasn't in bed. And so I kind of panicked because he's been having some allergic reactions recently. So I kind of panicked, and I was like, oh my God, is he having an allergic reaction? I ran out, and he was sleeping on the couch outside because he said I was moving a lot in my sleep. And I was in a very deep sleep where I didn't feel any movement, of course, but something really big was happening. So then he came back to bed, and I forgot about it for a moment, and then I went back to sleep, and then I woke up, and then I remembered of everything that happened in the really powerful dream experience I had before. And I am someone who used to have chronic nightmares. I went through a lot of trauma in my life, so I had a lot of nightmares typically around abandonment, and I would always be in a scary situation where I was alone and my house wasn't my house and there was someone unsafe in the house and I would be running and I would always have like these experiences. So I know the power that happens when our subconscious mind is given space to process, and that happens in our sleep. So I have been investigating dreams and sleep for a very long time because it was something that was impacting my life. So as I've, you know, healed consciously and subconsciously and really dove into the healing modalities and practices that are such a big part of my life today, I really understand the power that happens when we sleep and the subconscious processing that happens. And when we remember, you know, we can get more insight. So I really am seeing how intensely healing my dream experience was. I woke up feeling lighter than I have felt ever. I had a lightness in my body, and this reminds me of a lightness I felt after a very big healing moment in August of 2023 when I reconnected with my birth family. I remember waking up a few days later and feeling something like I was holding a weight that I didn't know I was holding until I didn't feel it anymore. And this is a similar feeling to what I had today when I woke up. After, you know, I woke up in a panic and my husband wasn't there, but the second sleep I had, there was just a lightness in my body that I couldn't even believe. I was like, is this my body? Am I in my body? It was just feeling the pure essence of energy that my body truly is and realizing that there was still heaviness I was carrying. And now that it's not there anymore, all I feel is lightness. And there's just such an interesting element to explore here, because I come from a belief system, and I was speaking with my mom about this, that healing is such a natural process, and we don't even know what we don't even have to know what we're healing in order to heal. That is a process. That is something I've known for a long time, because I was healing on my healing journey so many things that I couldn't remember. My beautiful brain decided to block out a lot of memories based on trauma I experienced in childhood. So when I began my healing journey, there were so many memories I had absolutely no access to. And then, you know, as I'm adopted, I had no information previously about my birth family and my ancestry from their lens. I know that as an adopted person, my ancestry is actually not only my birth family, but the family that I was adopted into. I just know that from a soul level. So I did know some elements of ancestry. I did know some elements of healing when it comes to, you know, my mom and my dad and elements of their family and messages I received from my healing practices of other things I was healing, but I didn't have actual information. And now that I do, from connecting with my birth family again, I just see that there's such a ripple effect of healing that's occurring. And my mom and I were speaking on the phone before about the power of healing and how there's such a big misconception that you need to know what you're healing. But when we tap into Reiki, when we tap into energy, there is something that goes so beyond thought, word, action that you don't need to know what you're healing in order to heal from it. And this dream experience, I didn't know what I was healing in that dream, but I know I healed something big, and I don't need to know. I don't need to explore. Maybe, you know, sometimes I wake up from a dream and I'm like, okay, let me figure out what that was. But right now I'm in a space where I'm like, I don't need to figure it out. My subconscious did the work for me. My sleep portal I was in did the work for me. And I think that we so often believe that we need to be in ceremony all the time, or ritual all the time, or diving into spiritual practices hours a day. And I will say that I have been feeling the most connected, the most spiritual I have ever felt in my life, while I am doing the most human things. You know, I'm going to the gym and working out my body that is so human, but there is a mind-body-soul connection that I'm feeling is expanding within me. I am connecting in ways in my day-to-day life, in my day-to-day job, and, you know, the things that I was putting off because I thought I needed to get in tune with my energy rather than do these things. But now I'm realizing actually the way to get in tune with my energy is doing the thing that I'm avoiding. And I'm seeing as I really show up in the world and do the freaking thing that I have been putting off, the healing element of that is so much deeper than what we think we'll get from sitting and trying to manifest, or sitting and trying to, you know, get a life that we want by visualizing. And I'm not knocking these practices. If you know me, you know my work, you know that these are big elements of my work in the world, big practices. But I feel that they are tools that we can use rather than tools that we become obsessed with and use to bypass our actual day-to-day experience of being a human with. And I can just see how so much is unfolding as I let myself really lean into the day-to-day life and my dream experience. So it came after, you know, I had a lot of triggering things coming up, emotions coming up, and I realized that I am currently at a point in my healing journey that I don't need to focus on the healing. The healing happens on its own when I just allow myself to really be present with what is. And the tools that I use are just, how do I get back to presence? How do I get back to remembering that any emotion that I feel is valid? So that when emotions come up, I feel safe in letting them come up, letting them express, speaking about them, whatever it needs to be. So if you're listening to this, I just want to remember, I want you to remember as I'm remembering, to not get so stuck on what you have to do to heal, and really just allow yourself to lean into the experiences that help you feel present with what is. And if you are feeling called to use tools to get you back to remembering what it's like to feel presence, then you can use some of the most simplest tools out there of sitting with your thoughts in meditation, or taking a few deep breaths, letting yourself really be in your body, letting yourself cry, letting yourself scream, letting yourself say what needs to be said. Those often have the biggest impact. And when I, you know, when I share this, I do know that the tools that I've used along the way have really helped me get here. So once again, I'm not knocking any of these tools. I have tons of them that I love. But don't get lost in the tool. I think about even just when I connect in the Akashic Records, and when I connect, you know, to spiritual messages, we can use even those beautiful tools to get lost, to want to know the answer instead of just putting one foot in front of the other. And I just feel there's such a power in saying, yeah, I can use that tool to serve me 1,000%, but also, what do I need to do right here, right now? What if I don't run to the records and I just see what's coming up for me here? And that's the difference. Are you running towards something? Are you running to something to escape your current reality? Or are you using the tool to help you harness the power of the current reality, of honoring or harnessing your power in this current moment. And I really believe that's all I want to say for now about this, but I felt it was really important. And I would love to hear if this resonates for you. So you can send me a DM on Instagram at Erin Panzarella, or send me an email. If you're really loving it, please rate 5 stars and leave a review. And I would send you a coupon for one of my sessions. And I want to thank you so much for listening. And I'll catch you on the next one. If this episode resonated with you, I invite you to share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at Erin Panzarella and the show at Energetic Perspectives, and share it directly with a loved one who will resonate too. Subscribe to the show to automatically receive the downloads so you never miss an episode. If you are loving the transmission shared here, I'd so love if you rate Energetic Perspectives 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you screenshot your review and DM it to me on Instagram, you'll be gifted a discount on one of my single sessions as a token of my deep gratitude. Send in questions to the podcast by recording a voice note on erinpanzarella.com/podcast, and I'll tap into an answer from the Akashic Records, provide on-the-spot quantum leap coaching, or answer any questions about me and my work. Select submissions will get featured on the podcast too. I would love to keep connecting on Instagram. Connect with me at Erin Panzarella and the show at Energetic Perspectives. And again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning into the show.